Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I chat with Lydia Leone, who is the coordinator of communications for Mo Sutton. Together, we discuss Mo Sutton's annual fall festival. This year, Mo Sutton has decided to add a new addition to its fall festival, and that is a recruitment day. A recruitment day was held on September 16th, but they are holding a second recruitment day on October 14th with the hopes of attracting more locals to join its team. We had the chance to speak with Lydia all about the recruitment day, the role it will play for Mo Sutton, and other activities that people can discover while enjoying Mo Sutton. We hope that you enjoy our conversation. Lydia, before we started our interview, I wanted to start off by thanking you so much for taking the time to chat with CIDI all about Mo Sutton's Fall Festival. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
So, Lydia, we're here today, like I mentioned, to discuss Mo Sutton's Fall Festival with a focus on one of the new features that are being offered this year, which is a recruitment day. Now, I just wanted to start off by asking you why Mo Sutton decided to include a recruitment day as a part of its Fall Festival this year and to make it a new addition to this annual event.
We usually try to do a recruitment day every year. It's not always possible with depending temperature or staff we have on place. But we like to do it so because at the time, colors are at their peak at the mountain. So it's the best time to come here, like in any way. And it's the best way to combine the beauty and the fun with the opportunity to discover and getting informed about the job openings here, because a lot of people think you have to ski or you have to really know the place to be interested, but there's so many kind of openings on a ski mountain that it really suits everyone. So when you take the time just to ask some questions or meet the people there and see the workers, like in what they're doing every day, I mean, it might interest you, and you might like get curious about it. So, and just after the fall festival, the mountain is closed to prepare the ground for the ski. So it's the last time we have to meet the people directly here.
Okay. So that's just a wonderful opportunity to get like a hands-on view as to what takes place on Mo Sutton on a daily basis.
yeah, for sure.
And, you know, over the last couple of years, through the number of interviews I've done with people in Rome, Missisquoi, including in Sutton, it's become very clear to me that it can be a challenging time for businesses and industries when it comes to finding staff and building its workforce. So I was just wondering if this was a challenge that Mo Sutton has experienced as well. And, is this recruitment day part of filling in that gap?
Yeah, because we must, be honest with ourselves at all, Mont Sutton isn't so close to any transportation or everything, so you have to come here by your home. There's no buses coming to the mountain or everything, so even for younger people, students or everything, we have a lot, but they have to have a car. It's part of our reality, but in the same time, the advantage here is there's so many people looking for a second job, part-time job. We are there to show that it's so, it's really possible here. You don't have a minimum of time to give to the mountain. Like, you can work only one day a week or 2 or 3 hours, and it will be fine for us because there's so many things you can do, like the kitchen, the boutique at the rental center. Like I said, you don't have to be on the hills and to ski to be here. So you can get your ski pass and many discounts on so much summertime activities and everything. So there's a lot of advantages, and we are there to make people learn about that. But for sure, yeah, recruitment is a challenge here, like everywhere lately. But we're working hard to fill the spots.
I was just curious about the impacts that this can have on the mountain sometimes if you don't have a full crew on deck.
Yeah, we saw it before. Like, people sometimes are getting mad because on the really beautiful day to ski, like, not all the chairlifts are going to be open or things like that. But that's part of our reality. If we don't have enough staff, we just can't, because you need to have two people down and two people up. So mm-hmm. if you want to open the 7-chair lift, you need at least 28 people to operate it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that can be really frustrating for people. So far, they are still comprehensive and they're still coming because it's so beautiful here, it's so great. But for sure, we'll have to find new avenues, new area to fill the jobs, yeah.
Yes. So now let's get into the recruitment day a little bit more. What will this day offer? You know, you're mentioning how people will have the chance to ask questions. So how do you hope it will encourage people to join your team at Mount Sutton?
So the HR team will be on place Saturday, October 14th from 11 a.m. to meet the people. And for everybody filling an application for any job listed, they will automatically get a free chairlift ride for the very same day first, and then they can really learn about all the advantages, so all the kind of discounts and free stuff they can have with their ski pass that they will have anyway, even if they don't ski. So sometimes it might be discount on some shops in town or around in Bromissisquoi, or the chance to try the zip line on summertime. It's sure that on October 14th, it's like going to be the last weekend to try it, but it's going to be good a year. So for next summer, they will have to see how people are happy here and encourage each other and the general, like, ambience on the mountain and everything. So it's really going to be the best time to see the happiness here.
And you're mentioning some of the positions that, you know, could be open to people, you know, like on the boutique. It's not necessarily on the ski mountain. So I was just wondering if you wanted to highlight some of the positions that are available for those that might be interested in attending this recruitment day.
Yeah, sure. If people like outdoors, it's really going to be with the snowmaking team or with the chairlift operation team. But there's always openings on the mechanical part. You can be like industrial maintenance supervisor or lift mechanic if you have some more skills. You can be responsible for the transactional systems if you like the underground of a computer and everything. You can be cashier. You can be assistant cook. If you like to work in the kitchen or you just want to try a new field, you can be a professional patroller if you're really a ski lover. And you can work like at the school to the snow and mountain bike school supervisor. So some are in administration too. So it's just, there's really places for everyone.
Yeah, different skill sets, different needs. Now, yeah. Let's get into the festival a little bit more. I know there's much more to it than just the recruitment day. And so are there any other new additions that people can expect to the festival this year besides the recruitment day that you think might be interesting for people to know about?
If you think about really the family, we have little zip lines for kids. We have two zip lines. We have a slack line initiation place. We have also the disc golf. Disc golf is great. It's not that much known yet. We have it all summer long, but it's really the perfect time to experience it and to see like the field and how it makes frisbee and golfing in a wooded area. So it's really a unique experience. You can live here. It's like basket instead of holes. So you just have like to throw your frisbee in the baskets on the 18 old scores.
Okay, interesting. And are there any other features that people can expect?
There's the wine tastings during the fall festival that are really great for adults. For sure, you have to be 18 or more. It's with the wine route of Bromissisquoi. This year, they're celebrating their 20th year. So it's really fun to discover the wineries you have in the area. And there's also the free music. On Saturdays, there's always more pop rock music. And on Sundays, you have the jazz. So that's free for everybody here. And there's so many things. Like there's the zip lines, the trailer rides still going on. And there's a big sale at the boutique, so it's really the time if you want to equip yourself with biking or even ski things. There's like up to 70% discount and everything.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful couple of weekends. And, you know, I just wanted to ask why this festival is so important to Moat Sutton and the community. Why do you decide to hold this type of event every single year? Why is it so important for Sutton and Moat Sutton, I guess I can say?
That's a good question. With the colors here in Eastern Township, we have like truly blessed to have all this beauty around us. So we really wanted to capitalize on the colors and the landscape to invite people to come and discover us. And with the chairlifts open and everything, it's a really unique way to see it. It's the only time in the year where you could like see it that way. And in the same time, since we have to close after because the ground are getting softer, so we don't want people to go there because we need to prepare it for the ski. It's really the last chance we have to invite people to discover us and to try everything we have to offer.
Yeah, and hopefully to encourage people to come back again the following year.
Yeah, for sure. And on that last weekend, we have also the blues that begin. So it's 4 blues show that we host. It's Sutton en Blues. It's the 21st edition this year. It's another way to see the mountain.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Lydia, about Moat Sutton's Fall Festival and your recruitment day. But please feel free to mention anything else that maybe I didn't touch on in my questions that you think would be important for people to know of.
I think everything has been said. I mean, people can always go on moatsutton.com to see everything we have in any time. The promotion section, yeah, is there's always something new to see, to get, to learn. And just follow us on Facebook as well and subscribe to our newsletter so you won't miss anything going on here.
And the festival, I wanted to ask you how it goes up until October 14th, right? That's the last weekend?
Yeah, that's the last weekend. It goes up to October 15th because we're open. Open on Sunday too. But yeah, so, and we are also open on Thanksgiving Day the week before, so If you're searching for something to do on the Monday, everything will be open here as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Lydia, again, for reaching out to us and for being interested in chatting with us about your festival. I really appreciate it.
That was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.